This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Certainly with the cold weather, I mean, there's been a lot of focus around the issue of homelessness, but there's also been the situation that's not really related to the weather, but it is linked at some level, these problematic encampments. Well, the weather gets as cold as it is, people living in these encampments, yeah, that's a concern. But, you know, what police have been finding in terms of drugs, weapons, violence, other crimes happening within these encampments, some of them in both Edmonton and Calgary, yeah, that's got to be dealt with. So there's been a whole battle around that. You know, whether police have the authority to move in, under what circumstances, why people are in these encampments in the first place, and now what to do. So there is a bigger issue here around homelessness. Now, this week, the city of Edmonton passed a motion that Mayor Amarjeet Sohi brought forward, calling for, or basically declaring a homelessness emergency. As one of the councillors who voted against the motion, though, says, quote, "We're making a promise as a municipality we can fix this. We don't have the power, we don't have the authority, we don't have the budget." I mean, is this just a publicity stunt or symbolic? Because, yeah, we need governments working together on this. So we've seen some of these problematic encampments removed. There's been a focus on making sure that there is some space for these people to go, that we have sufficient shelter space, we have other resources and supports. There was an announcement yesterday from the Alberta government about just that, providing some additional supports, the form of what they're referring to as a reception center, to try to steer folks in the right direction, those who have been displaced by these encampment dismantlements. So joining us for more, Jason Nixon joins us, Alberta's Minister of Seniors, Community and Social Services. Minister, good to have you with us here. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Rob. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, so talk about this announcement yesterday. So this right now is for the city of Edmonton and, you know, the aftermath of dismantling some of these encampments. So what does this announcement entail?
Well, the city of Edmonton, primarily the Edmonton Police Service, came to us just before Christmas and said that it was reaching a crisis point, the encampments of the city of Edmonton. I think there have been around 14,000 encampment complaints that have come in through the Edmonton Police Service. They also briefed us on what has been taking place in these encampments, which is pretty significantly dangerous activities, up to and including people losing their lives, particularly to fires. And so we were challenged to come together and bring the entire support of the entire social services sector, both government and the nonprofit organizations that work with the homeless in the city of Edmonton, with a plan to be able to support the Edmonton Police Service as they go through this tremendous amount of work it will take to dismantle all these encampments. So where we ended up is we opened up what we've called a navigation center, which does have some emergency shelter space as well. And our social services team will be there with the police as encampments come down. We'll arrange transportation for individuals for their stuff and their pets to that navigation center, at which point they will receive, obviously, access to showers, washrooms, food, and that type of thing. And then at that center is access to what we've called tables, which is different departments and organizations that have different services, everything from health to housing, and then help individuals be able to navigate into our considerable social services system to make sure that they're able to live in a much safer environment.
Yeah, and ultimately, look, if people don't want to make use of this, there's only so much you can do. But, I mean, the vast majority of those experiencing homelessness do make use of the shelters we have. So, you know, we're sort of talking about this smaller, you know, minority of those who, for whatever reason, don't. Do you think this is enough then to kind of steer them in the right direction, as it were?
Well, first, I just want to emphasize that you are right. The vast majority of homeless do use our existing shelters. Across the province, the emergency shelter system housed thousands of homeless people in all the different cities. People were able to sleep safely and make it through the night, which is the main goal, of course, that system. But you're right. Some individuals just don't want to participate in that, and there's a variety of reasons for why. But I will tell you that the first encampments that went down yesterday that interacted with our reception center, about 50% of the individuals that were at those encampments utilized a navigation center and that would go on to use other services. And what was interesting is we're hearing stories that lots of them actually did not know those services were available. So it was a very positive thing to be able to connect them to services. And Rob, as you know, I worked at the Muster Seat in Calgary for many years. I grew up in a homeless shelter. I know this population well. And we would see this every year as it got, you know, the real cold days. There would be individuals that would come into the shelter system that we just didn't see the rest of the year. and they have been choosing to not utilize the shelter system, but to live rough. And obviously minus 40, minus 50 weather may have pushed them in, but it would only be for a couple of days. So there will always be a certain amount of homeless individuals who don't want anything to do with the resources that are available.
So yesterday, the announcement, I mean, you were there, the public safety minister, Mike Ellis, was there. There was Indigenous leadership there, the Edmonton police chief. I guess, you know, certainly folks noticed that mayor wasn't there. Other members of Edmonton City Council weren't there. Was it just that that wasn't their announcement to make, or does that suggest anything about the state of the relationship right now?
You know, the day before, we had all of the mayor and all of City Council in Edmonton here for a meeting in Edmonton with all of the relevant ministers as well as all of the senior officials of our departments. And we had a great meeting where we were able to brief them on the work that we were going to be doing with their officials, particularly with the Edmonton Police Service. You know, I've seen many comments come from councillors afterwards that said this is one of the best meetings they have with government. The reality is that this is a task the Edmonton Police Service is undertaking to take down encampments, and they've come to the social services system, primarily my department, as well as a few other departments like health, to say, hey, we need some support as we take this on. So, you know, and I will say this, the city of Edmonton at this point seems to be more focused on wanting to pass motions that don't accomplish anything. You know, declaring an emergency the way that they did, it doesn't come with any extra resources. It doesn't change the scenario at all. And certainly from Premier Smith's perspective and from the Melbourne government's perspective, our challenge from the police was to take action right away. And so we're really just focused on making sure we can support them in these encampment dismantling situations and not really worried about the politics of it. This is about trying to protect vulnerable individuals that are seeing some horrible things take place inside these encampments.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Well, yeah, and that's to be emphasized, right, that, you know, police aren't just taking these encampments down because they don't like them. I mean, you know, some of the stuff that's come to light about, and we've seen it in Calgary, too, where, you know, there's been violence occurring, weapons, drugs found inside, you know, and that's really concerning. That's not something we can turn a blind eye to.
Yeah, we can't. But what the police have shown the public and the government is appalling. I mean, we are seeing people lose their lives to fires, primarily accidental fires, from trying to create heat for themselves. We know there's gangs operating within these locations and charging people to use simple resources within the locations. There's obviously a lot of stolen property that are being found in these locations. And, you know, the thing that really stood out to me was the other day when the camp came down in Edmonton, the police reported that there was a 16-year-old girl being sexually trafficked in that encampment. I mean, these are not good locations for people to be in. And so we want to get individuals to help. We want to help individuals. And we want to make sure that they're getting the considerable resources that are here in the province of Alberta for people that are experiencing homelessness. The message is this. It's a safer place inside our emergency shelter system. It is in encampments, certainly. But further to that, while we know that long-term housing and other, drug rehabilitation facilities and other things like that are the best solution long-term for some of the things that are taking place on the street, the best way to access those resources are through our emergency shelter system.
Right. And you know, I mean, that's about mitigating the problem, right? Making sure some people have somewhere to sleep at night, especially right. When it gets that cold. And when it comes to, you know, addressing homelessness, preventing homelessness in the first place, and I guess maybe Edmonton's motion is meant to try to start that conversation. I don't know. But what do we actually need to do? What is being done to address that?
You know, Edmonton's motion really focuses on housing, and housing is important. We obviously have to make sure that we have places for people to live. But housing is not a root cause of homelessness. The root causes of homelessness are lots of stuff around mental health and drug addiction being some of the biggest things that we see. And, you know, Alberta's government has really been focused for the last several years on creating more work around drug rehabilitation creating 10,000 more addiction treatment spaces in the province, and focusing on making sure that we have access to supportive transitional housing and other components to be able to make sure that we can wrap around services around individuals and make sure that hopefully they can move on from the street. But also at the same time, the reality is, Rob, some individuals are not ready for that. Some individuals don't want to participate in that. And we still have to make sure we're providing safety through our emergency shelter system so that people aren't freezing to death or, sadly, burning to death inside tents.
So in terms of being able to work then with both Edmonton, Calgary, and some of the tension here with Edmonton, you don't think there's a broken relationship here, that there's still the opportunity for both levels of government to cooperate on these issues?
Yeah, both levels of government are cooperating. I mean, the way I see what's taking place at Edmonton City Council is they're aware of what's going on. They support it, they've said, as far as the work that we're doing, but that they continue to want to play politics. Look, I'm a politician, I get it. I mean, they think that's working for them. I have at her. But the city of Edmonton itself is working very closely with us on this. So, for example, the buses that go from encampments to my department's navigation center are provided by Edmonton Transit Service. Obviously, the Edmonton Police Service is coming from the city of Edmonton. The cleanup crews are coming from Edmonton, funded by my department, but we're giving a grant to the city of Edmonton to make sure that they can help deal with the considerable work to be able to clean up the encampments. So there's lots of cooperation going on between all levels of government, and particularly another level of government needs to be talked about more, and that's the work that we're doing with Treaty 6 First Nation communities around the city of Edmonton, particularly the Enoch Cree Nation, who we are even opening shelters with inside the city of Edmonton and working with those nations to help them interact with their people who are living on the streets.
And just quickly, because, I know some of these problems have been more acute in Edmonton, and that's why there's been, this recent focus, but should we expect to see some similar resources, similar announcements to address the situation in Calgary?
So two things. One is I think that there's less of an encampment situation in Calgary. It's still important that we deal with it, but I think we have to give a lot of credit to the city of Calgary and the Calgary Police Force and the Calgary Fire Department, who have worked tirelessly to be able to deal with encampments and not let it get as large of an issue as we see in Edmonton. And we, of course, have a pretty significant emergency shelter system operating in the city of Calgary. That said, I am going to be watching very closely over the next couple of days to see how well this navigation model works to support the police with encampment dismantlement in Edmonton. And then we'll be having a serious conversation about ways that we can replicate what we've learned here to be able to help long-term the city of Calgary.
All right. We'll leave it there. Minister, appreciate your time here this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.